Right now, Lord, guide and lead me in the way that you would have me to go. Possess me right now, Lord. Do with me what you wish. But speak a word, Lord, because somebody is in need of a word. Have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Been a busy week for me. So many things going on. Counseling, to funerals. Just drawn a lot of different ways. Brother in the hospital, whatever. So a lot of different ways, just a lot of things going on in your mind. But as the songwriter says, where could I go but to the Lord, right in the midst of the storm, when things are not going the way that you think they ought to be going. Not my will, but thy will be done. I want you to stay with me a minute. We can go to the book of Acts once again. We're going to do a part two to the sermon that was preached last week. Hopefully the Lord will convey a message to us. I just want to read a few verses out of Acts chapter 2. The same ones that were read last week, but just a few less. I'm going to start with verse 42. It reads thusly, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And as I said, we want to use as a topic, continuing steadfastly, part two, and a colon there, because the subtopic this morning is teachings of the apostles. I'm reminded of a sermon I did when I was much, much younger. In fact, it was my initial sermon. And it was entitled, God Made It Simple, Man Made It Complex. I was reminded of yesterday as I was studying, and just emphasized more this morning as I continued studying. But let me try to just summarize what God tells us as Christians. Matthew 22 and 37 says that, love the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. God made it so simple, but man made it complex. Paul says in his letter, second letter to the Corinthians, that he said, but I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity of Christ. So if you're not careful, this world will get in your head. It'll tangle you up, twist you around, and have you going east when you think you're going west.
Well.
First John, and remember, we're talking about the teachings of the apostles. First John says that many false prophets have gone out into the world. In Sunday school, we were talking, and I thought they were going to preach my sermon, didn't they? There are tares amongst the wheat, mm-hmm. and wolves amongst the flock. Mm-hmm. Tangled up world. Mm-hmm. Don't know what you're looking at. Don't know what a person say they are. Oh, what they say they are don't necessarily mean that that's who they are.
All right.
You can't get too tangled up on trying to go and figure out who's what, and so you said, let me just concentrate and do what I'm supposed to do. If I could just keep me straight, mm-hmm. keep my focus on God, then God will lead me through all this, and He will separate the tares from the wheat. He'll separate.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I just need to stick with Him. The scripture tells us that first church that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Mm-hmm. Easy to get tangled up. I'm reminded of old Thomas, who we call Doubting Thomas. Mm-hmm. I Doubting Thomas. He got a bad rep. But he was really no different than the rest of us.
All right.
I think somebody said, inquiring minds want to know.
That's right.
So Thomas said to the Lord, he said, we do not know where you're going. So how can we know the way? And the Lord said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
That's right.
But Thomas just wanted to know. That's not so bad. You see, the apostles' doctrine is what the apostles taught. But they taught it by authority. Jesus had given them authority to teach it. And they taught by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. In other words, they were completely submitted. If you're not submitted, you do your own talking and your own figuring. And when we get too intelligent, boy, we make a mess. Mm-hmm. See, the Holy Spirit reveal all truth to the apostles. And as I said a minute ago, that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. So Jesus is the truth. So when he revealed the truth to the apostles, in other words, he revealed himself to the apostles. And when the apostles would submit, then Jesus would do the teaching, and Jesus would do the guiding, and then Jesus would do the speaking.
All right.
He taught them all things. And for us, it's only through the apostles and their teaching that we can have fellowship with God and Christ. Apostle John wrote, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Now that first church needed Jesus. It continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and then breaking of bread and in prayers. And they were right there with Jesus. Right there at the same time period when he had just died, but yet they knew that they need to stay firm to the apostles' doctrine, and so much more that we need now to make sure we stay close to the apostles' doctrine. And remember, it's simple. If we stop trying to learn more than the other guy and know more than the other guy in a plaid, we just need to be submitted and let God use us the way that he sees fit. He didn't call all of us to be or do the same thing.
That's right.
He calls us to work together, that we fit like a unit. So they never wanted to forget what Jesus did on the cross. And now it's so important for us to continue that, to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. For us to really be Christians and churches of Christ, we have to stay connected. We have to appreciate one another and be honest with one another. Otherwise, we're not a church at all. They said the church, they became one. They gave to one another as each one needed. And I'm not going to even try to get us to that point this morning, because that's so far removed from us now for all kinds of good reasons, because you got people that are users, and it's all mixed up and tangled up, but we're supposed to hold steadfast. Let me see how close I can get to being who God calls me to be, and how close I can stay with him and let the world influence me less instead of being dependent on the world. You know, so we get caught in the same stuff. What I was trying to do the right thing, but there is no but. If you're a Christian, you just do the right thing. Is that right? That's a hard thing. That's a lot harder than it sounds. All you have to do is the right thing, and spend all of that time that you're spending trying to straighten out the world. You know, my mama used to tell me that taking care of yourself is a full-time job. Just trying to do the right thing. Let me make sure if nobody else does the right thing, then I'm going to still do the right thing. And the world will be a better place because at least one person did the right thing. Everybody looking at me like, well, not me. Wait for somebody else to do it.
Yes.
Romans, Paul speaks to us. He says, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Romans 12:12. You see, for us who continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We've been going through something. If you can get your focus on Jesus, just focus on him. Go off right in the midst of your trials and tribulations, somebody talking about you, just walk away and go to your secret closet and focus on him. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you realize that this world can say to me what they wish, this world can knock me down, but they can't keep me there. This joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I can give it away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the world can't take it away. They'll keep trying. They're chipping and chipping. And if you get weak, then you'll give your joy away. But the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes it is.
Gracious and life.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews. Paul speaking. Paul the apostle. Let us hold fast. The profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. God said he would never leave you alone. World make you think you're all alone. He won't leave you alone. I want to give you four reasons why it's imperative that we stay firm in the apostles' doctrine. Number one, Jesus Christ and him crucified is the foundation of all Christians. Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the basis of the apostles' doctrine, is Christ and him crucified. Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which ye stand, and by which ye are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. And he was buried, that he raised on the third day in accordance to the scriptures.
Yes.
Got up with all power in his hand. This article of faith declares the bare essentials of our saving faith in Christ. And statements like this set up a common core around which people can gather and have unity in faith. Christians. 1 Corinthians 1:10 said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that ye all speak the same thing.
All right.
And that there be no division among you, mm-hmm. but that ye be perfectly joined Jesus. Together in the same mind and the same judgment. That when somebody is weak and going through, they know that they can pick up the telephone or come to see another Christian, and they know that they can talk with them, and that Christian would tell them like it is and be there. Mm-hmm. I beseech you to be together. We all believe Jesus Christ and him crucified. And if that message ever changes, then it will change the whole dynamics of what a Christian is.
Oh, right now.
Mm-hmm. Our eternal destiny depends on hearing the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. It's what we're built on. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing.
Every spiritual blessing.
In heavenly places. It's a good feeling.
Yes.
Ephesians 1:20 says, which he wrought in Christ. And when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places.
Yes.
Then Ephesians 2:6 goes on to say, and have raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a good thing? That mm-hmm. He's lifted us up and said, I got a place in glory if all I got to do is believe that he died for me and he's already created a place for me. All I have to do is take my righteous place in his kingdom.
Thank you.
I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I'm a king's kid. I need to keep that in mind.
Yes.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yes. You need to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Stick with it. The simple parts that when you read the Bible, don't worry about the parts that you don't understand. Just do the parts that you do understand.
Yes.
All right.
I think so hard, is it? It's simple, just let me read the simple scriptures. Love God all your heart and soul and mind and your neighbor as yourself. Everybody understands that. Number two. All of our hope and trust is in Jesus. Apostle Jude encourages us. He, third verse in Jude says, Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once delivered to all the saints. He said, contend for the faith. That carries the idea of a strenuous fighting for something, to give it everything you got. This God that I serve, it's God that I believe in. No matter how tough it gets, I'm going to contend for the faith. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. He's brought me through too many trials and tribulations. He's already done what he said it was doing. So you can't make me doubt him.
Amen.
But you have to contend for the faith when the world gets you down.
Yes, sir.
Then Apostle John speaks to us. It says the Bible includes a warning neither to add to nor subtract from God's word.
Amen.
Just because you wanted to say something.
Yes. Yes.
Revelations 22:18-19 says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his shares in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. So don't add or subtract from God's word. Just do the part of it that you understand.
All right.
So rather than alter the apostles' doctrine, we receive what has been passed down to us and we keep it as a pattern of sound teaching and faith and love in Jesus Christ. Continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Might look good. But if it's not Jesus Christ, it's sinking sand. Number three. What we believe determines who we are.
All right.
See, there's a direct relationship between what we think and how we act. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You see, three times in that one verse, Jesus referred to the word love. That speaks volumes. He goes on to say that
the same love
identifies us as Christians.
Yes. Yes.
John 13:35 says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
If ye have loved one another.
Come on, man.
So, I say to you without doubt that love is the dominant, one of the dominant subjects of Scripture. It's the most fundamental element in any relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, love can get you through anything. Some of these married folk in here don't have to be married, just have to have a relationship with anybody. Love can get you through a whole lot. When that loved one works your last nerve. It happens. Look at the people looking at it. Hear people say that Reverend David started that. But love is the badge of Christians. That's the only badge we need to wear. We can wear the badge of love. I don't care what else you may be doing. If you love, it keeps you out of certain things. It's just certain things you can't do. You can't say to people if you got love as your badge of honor. That it's something about love that just love is the one and only law in the New Testament. Compare this thought. There were about 613 laws in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that count varies depending on who counted, but at least 613.
Yeah.
But there's only one in the New Testament. So love is the basis of the entire law.
Well,
it covers it all. Matthew 22, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And this is the first and great commandment.
First and great.
And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. That would be this. Mm-hmm. If you can get those two. God made it so simple, but man made it complex. And finally, number four. We need to hold on to the apostles' doctrine that would make us realize that my life affects more than just me.
Amen.
My life and what I do affects more than just me. Continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So if you do what you're supposed to do, you'll affect somebody else's life.
That's true.
My sister told me about someone that I know, but I can't remember them. I'm sure if I saw their face, I might. But it turns out that the person has watched me because they named their son after me. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder now. I want to see him more than ever now because it makes me wonder just how did I have an impact on that person's life? How did I affect them? But you have to realize that what you do in this life, mm-hmm. it affects other people.
Yes.
So keep a close watch on yourself and on your teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you save yourself and others. And when you continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, it encourages other believers. What you do impacts others. So stay steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. And may we never stray away from the simplicity that is in Christ. If the first church needed to stay close, we need to stay close. So we need to continue in the apostles' doctrine. And remember, God made it simple. Man made it complex. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for providing us with the apostles' doctrine. Thank you, Lord, for your simplification. All we need to do is to abide in your word, to follow the commands of those things that we do understand, and count on you to teach us those things that we don't understand. Lord, we love you. We trust you. We know that if we hold on to your unchanging hands, that everything will be all right. Thank you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.